I'm here joined with our head baseball coach, Joey Pavlovich. And, Coach, just want to kind of talk to you about the upcoming season and some of your thoughts. Just talk to us a little bit about your Turners and what role you expect them to play in the upcoming season.
I appreciate it, Ashley. You know, we have a very freshman-oriented class. We have 29 freshmen in this on our roster this year. So, but we do have a couple of really solid returners who give us outstanding leadership in our locker room. Evan Sankey, he's going to be our number one pitcher. He led the Ohio Valley Collegiate League in ERA this past summer. Really embraced a leadership role, and he's taken that in stride. So I'm super proud of him. Jaden Adrian's returning first baseman. Season got cut short last year due to an eye injury. Ball went through his glove, broke his glove, and he missed the last couple series, but had a really solid year for us. And then Chipper Holland, returner from Tampa, Florida, hit 3-hole last year for us. So those three should help our young team, I guess. So.
Yeah. What are you most excited about? We talked about, you know, the 29 freshmen, just a huge freshman class. Awesome job for you guys on the recruiting trail. But talk to us about your freshmen and what you expect from them.
Yeah, you know, we've really undertook a culture change here over the last year. It was super necessary. We've really focused on winning each day, trusting the process, being good teammates, being for one another, really looked at it from a day-to-day standpoint, and we've gotten a heck of a lot better. It's, you know, there's some challenges from the coaching side, obviously, when you got 29 freshmen that don't know what they're about to get into, you know what I mean? But they've done a really nice job. We have great character on our roster, and going forward, setting the culture for what we want it to look like, we're really excited moving forward. So, yeah.
Very good. It'll be exciting to see those freshmen in action. You know, talk to us about the team goals for this coming season. What are you guys hoping to accomplish? What's the plan?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people get way too caught up in the preseason polls and the conference outlook and, you know, all that sort of stuff. And really what we're trying to do is get better every day. I don't have an end-all goal in mind. We just want to get better every day, be competitive, be the best that we can be that day, adjust, get better, and then move on to the next day and try to improve. So that's my goal. We're going to keep it really simple like that. Obviously patience with the young group. That's the biggest thing from our end that I've been talking to our coaching staff about. But, you know, again, we're excited about where we're moving with it.
Absolutely. Talk to us about what does your season look like? How often do you guys play? You know, when can we start seeing you guys playing at home? Hopefully the snow is going to be gone and shortly. We're ready for that. But talk to us kind of about games and season and what that looks like.
Yeah, so we open this weekend finally. Obviously, weather's interesting around here right now, but we'll go 10 hours away. We'll play in Marion, Illinois at an all-turf field, rent one ballpark. It's an independent ball field. Really blessed to be able to play at a field like that that can withstand some of the elements. So we're excited for that this weekend. We're on the road here the entire month of March and here at the end of February. Until we start our conference season. Our first home game is Wednesday, April 3rd against Central Lakes here, and then we start to get a lot more home games. So we're excited to be here when we can, but we're going to be road warriors until that point. So.
Absolutely. Well, it's exciting for you guys to get to play someone else for sure. So talk to us about the conference play and what you expect out of the conference. I know the ICCAC is one of the hardest conferences in the nation, and it's going to be a grueling season for you guys. But talk to us about the conference and what you expect to see.
Yeah, it's gonna be good. It's always good, and I feel like the last couple years it's even gotten better with where we're starting to send kids. You know, we sent Tavin Shahidi to University of Maryland. That's the first Power Five school that we've sent someone to. You know, we've sent 7 Division One guys out in 3 years, and you look across our conference, it's very corollary. You know, a kid from Martin County West who went to NIAC just pitched for TCU against the number one team in the country. You know, the other other day. So all across our conference, there's guys like that, and it's really becoming a hub. Our league is for guys to come and get 2 years in and go off and play at really large places, and this league really prepares you for that. So you know, without singling out any teams, the entire league's really good, you know, and they all have Division I players, they all have possible draft players, and we're excited for that challenge, and we're ready to again, like I said, get better every day, embrace our process, and hopefully compete. So yeah.
Well, awesome. Well, best of luck to you, Coach, and good luck as you guys open up this weekend in Illinois.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Ashley.